Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who leaked U.S. government military secrets, put people's lives at risk, is a free man. He has returned home to Australia after pleading guilty in a deal that ended his legal strife with the U.S. government for publishing those secrets. And who better to talk about that, but also to talk about the bird flu? Alyssa Slotkin, Congresswoman from Lansing, Democrat, good morning to you.
Good morning. That's quite a combination of issues.
I know. I'm sorry. It's Wednesday. I'm at a golf course. I'm everywhere. Just all over the place. I got to ask you, the news of the day as Assange arrives home in Australia. You are a former intelligence official. I've got to imagine this is certainly frustrating. That he says these were acts of journalism. I would suggest otherwise. How are you feeling this morning about his freedom?
Yeah, I mean, look, he pled guilty to a form of espionage or putting out, leaked information, and I guess that's a good thing. And spent lots of years unable to have freedom of movement, but it's not great. And what I think about is that it's not just about information that leaks; it's about specific individuals who were helping the U.S. government, helping us understand what was going on. Who, there's some information that some of them did not survive their names being leaked. So this
Yes.
stuff has real world consequences. People get killed, people get, ostracized, and it just unfortunately, it is what it is, but it's not a great day to watch that happen.
What's the impact you think of his release going to have on U.S. relations with other countries, particularly those where WikiLeaks has been involved?
Yeah, I think it's been an issue for a long time. I mean, this happened a long time ago, and back in 2010, I think. And I think the we've had diplomacy with those countries. A lot of them, they're friendly countries, right? Australia, he's going back to right now. I mean, that's one of our closest allies, one of our English-speaking cousins, as we call them. And so it's been a problem for a while, but not insurmountable. Countries have a lot of things going on at any one time, but right when it happened, I mean, you remember. And we put the American responsible for leaking those documents in jail. So I think it's been a sensitive issue, but I think time has passed, and it is what it is. I can't change it.
Congresswoman Flacken, with your background in security, national security, what are your thoughts on this Homeland Security identifying 400 migrants who've come to our country and they have these ISIS ties?
You know, I we've I'm on was on the Homeland Security Committee, and we would always get these classified briefings. And when you actually look into it, it really didn't. Our border forces stopped anybody that had any of those relationships. So I just I don't I at this point, given how much speculation there is out there, I want to see the actual classified information. Obviously, as a former CIA officer who spent my life in places like Iraq, I mean, my expertise is on Iraqi terrorist and militia groups, and ISIS, obviously, which was a son of Al-Qaeda, basically was the most important one. So any idea that we have terrorists who are coming to the country is a bad thing, and we need to do everything we can to stop them. But I come from a world where you trust but verify, and I want to see the actual intelligence behind the statement.
You are running to replace a senator who has represented the agricultural community well over her tenure, Debbie Stabenow, in the Senate. And you're holding a virtual town hall tonight to talk about avian flu. It may seem remote to a lot of Michiganders, but the fact is, it's had a big hand in driving up egg prices that we all are frustrated with. And that's just part of it.
Yeah, there's certain states that are having outbreaks, and Michigan's a big one. And we have it under control. I think there's been 25 dairy farms that now have it. We've had to cull hundreds of thousands of chickens, which get it a lot. The chickens get the avian flu a lot easier. They spread it a lot easier. And I just we've had a two. There's only been three cases of avian flu in the country in a human, and we have two of them. Right now, it's a case of conjunctivitis. It's not a serious issue. It's not a serious health issue. But I just think, as someone who's on the Agriculture Committee, this is coming up over and over and over again. Farmers want to understand, particularly dairy farmers, what they need to do in order to stop the spread to their farm. Will there be any compensation like there is for the chicken industry? If you cull your herd, you're going to get compensated, and not the same rules right now on dairy. So you can imagine a lot of farmers are very interested in what they're going to get if they actually follow some of these biosecurity hazard rules. So we just thought, you know, in the middle of the state, there's a lot of interest in this, and we just decided to have a town hall to get the experts on the line and have them tell us what it is and how to control it.
How can residents participate in the virtual town hall?
Yeah, you can just go to our Facebook page and my congressional Facebook page. You can watch it live at 7 p.m. We're taking questions live from folks. And if you go to our website, there's also a phone number. If you want to dial in and listen via your phone line, you can do that as well.
And Congresswoman, something much, much lighter. You were an answer in the New York Times crossword puzzle.
It's so funny. You work hard to be a good member of Congress, and then you never get more text than when you're in a crossword puzzle. You know you've made it. And the puzzler people out there are serious. And so they called me early in the morning. I think I just have a lot of vowels in my name. And I was laughing because I gave them the vowels they needed to get one of their answers, which was sucking face, was my cross, my cross answer. And so I've really made it when I'm in the crossword puzzle and I'm helping someone get stuck in face. So funny world.
Alyssa
funny
Slotkin, world. We're so happy you've arrived.
Yeah.
Thanks.
When we've got this presidential debate coming up on Thursday, what most would you like a moderator to get out of both? Is there an issue that's been ignored on the campaign trail thus far that you would like to see given some light, not heat, God forbid, but some light in this debate? For me, it would be Medicare and Social Security reform that's getting no attention at all. Do you have anything that you would point to?
Well, I think it's impossible to not talk about the economy and the cost of living. And, have them, instead of like each blaming each other and each saying the other side isn't doing it right, talk about what you would do in your next term to actually deal with the cost of living, inflation, and the future of work. I think obviously immigration, it's hard to have a conversation that's normal, that's practical and not politicized, but I think the country is interested in that. And then I think that Medicare and Social Security, given that Michigan tends to be an older state, I think you're right. I get questions a lot at doors and at events saying, are they going to cut it? Are they going to do something? I keep hearing these rumors. A small article in the paper can turn into a big panic for someone. So I think it would be interesting, certainly as you suggest, to have that conversation, because we got a lot of people in the state who depend on both Social Security and Medicare and have earned it.
What do you think is the big challenge, though, here in Michigan that needs to be
tackled? The big Michigan-specific challenge?
Yes.
I mean, I think, I certainly think that, for the number one issue I hear about is the economy and inflation. And I don't think that that's radically different than other states. But I think in Michigan, the thing that we see more than maybe some other states, we still feel the gas prices because we drive more than most states. We still feel, obviously everything going out the grocery store, the price of housing, we are not used to here in Michigan. We're not New York, we're not California. And so the housing prices, I think, are really shocking for people and making people feel insecure that they can't buy that next house. So what's the future of housing? We don't have enough of it. So it's not that it's radically different from a different state, on especially a federal debate, a big debate like this, but the housing and cost of living issues are still number one.
Alyssa Slotkin, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on the crossword puzzle, and you have safe travels on the campaign trail and that virtual town hall tonight. Also, with our good friend Dr. Phil Knight talking about food insecurity and an update on the farm bill. We appreciate it all.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin on the campaign trail as she continues her race for the Senate.